Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
जब ग्रेग के बेटे साइमन को टाइप 1 डायबिटीज का पता चला, तब ग्रेग को इस खबर से सदमा पहुंचा।
Was diagnosed as a teenager, but nothing can quite prepare you as a parent for the news that your child has a chronic illness.
वे बताते हैं कि जब से ये निदान हुआ है, तब से उनके बेटे के इंसुलिन के स्तर को प्रबंधित करना पारिवारिक जीवन का एक आंतरिक हिस्सा बन गया है। लेकिन इसका इलाज आसान नहीं रहा।
Type 1 diabetics, they require 2 types of insulin, plus other medications around it, plus equipment, plus good food. And as a parent, you're never going to want to choose between, can I afford this particular medication, and can I afford something else?
फेडरल सरकार फार्मास्यूटिकल बेनिफिट स्कीम यानी PBS द्वारा कवर की जाने वाली दवाओं की लागत को कम करने के लिए कानून पेश कर रही है। PBS सरकार द्वारा रियायती कीमतों पर दवाओं को सूचीबद्ध करता है और प्रदान करता है। नए बिल के तहत स्क्रिप्ट का अधिकतम सामान्य सहभुगतान $42.50 से घटकर $30 हो जाएगा। 1 जनवरी 2023 से ये परिवर्तन प्रभावी होंगे। प्रधानमंत्री एंथनी अल्बनीजी का कहना है कि इससे ऑस्ट्रेलियाई लोगों के लिए कई दवाएं सस्ती होंगी।
We'll be introducing into the Parliament legislation to ensure that measure can take place. By reducing the cost from $42.50 down to $30, this will make a real difference to families who are doing it tough. We recognise the cost of living pressures which are there.
इसका मतलब है कि एक व्यक्ति जो एक महीने में एक दवा लेता है, वो सालाना $150 तक बचा सकता है। 2 से 3 दवाएं लेने वाले लोगों के लिए $300 से $450 प्रति वर्ष तक जा सकता है। प्रधानमंत्री ने स्वास्थ्य मंत्री मार्क बटलर के साथ बात करते हुए कैनबेरा में एक फार्मेसी में ये घोषणा की।
We know that household budgets are under unprecedented pressure, and the bill that we'll be introducing this morning will ensure that for general patients, the maximum price for medicines will be slashed by almost 1/3 from the 1st of January 2023, from $42.50 down to $30. So for a person filling one script or say 2 scripts per month, they will save up to $300 per year. For a family that might have 3 scripts at the top rate, they'll be saving $450 per year. Almost $200 million will be going back into patients' pockets as a result of this measure every single year.
श्री बटलर बताते हैं कि लाखों ऑस्ट्रेलियाई इसका लाभ उठाएंगे।
We've been told by pharmacist after pharmacist of stories of patients coming to them with multiple scripts and asking for advice about which ones they really need today and which ones they can go without. Often they'll be taking the script that provides them more immediate relief, for example, a pain medication, but going without a script that is important for their longer term health. And that is just terrible for public health.
बढ़ती लागत को कम करना लेबर के प्रमुख चुनावी वादों में से एक था। विपक्ष ने अपने अभियान के दौरान इसी तरह की नीति की पेशकश की। लिबरल फ्रंट बेंचर साइमन बर्मिंगहम ने घोषणा के बाद संसद के गलियारों से बात की।
This shows that the Albanese government is implementing a coalition policy that was announced during the election campaign, which they matched. So I welcome the fact that they are implementing coalition policy. What we're yet to see from them is any sort of comprehensive plan about their own approach to tackling the cost of living.
Pharmacy Guild of Australia के राष्ट्रीय अध्यक्ष प्रोफेसर ट्रेंट टूमी इस कदम का स्वागत कर रहे हैं।
This is something that's real. This is something that is going to help up to 19 million Australians, not at the end of a financial year when you put in your tax return, but paycheck to paycheck, week to week. And we live in a very lucky country. We live in a very rich country, And Australians shouldn't have to decide which family member they can afford to treat which month or which medication they go without.
Professor Toomey कहते हैं कि सामुदायिक केमिस्ट तक उन पेशेंट्स की आवाज तेजी से पहुंच रही है जो अपनी निर्धारित दवाओं का खर्च नहीं उठा सकते हैं। उनका कहना है कि 75 वर्षों में यह पहली बार है कि PBS के तहत सामान्य स्क्रिप्ट्स की अधिकतम लागत घटेगी।
So whether it's Greg and his son Simon that have type 1 diabetes or whether it's somebody that's on a blood thinning medication to prevent them from having a stroke or whether it's somebody who's on the expensive preventer puffer from asthma and is overusing their cheaper reliever puffer, this is something that's going to take a real meaningful first step to returning the principle of universal healthcare to Australia.
ग्रेग बताते हैं कि वे और बेटा साइमन उन्हें मिलने वाले सभी समर्थन का स्वागत करते हैं।
The cost of medication, insulin in particular, is non-negotiable. And so any help that can be done to reduce the cost of that is greatly appreciated.
SBS News के लिए हना क्वान की इस रिपोर्ट को SBS हिंदी से आपके लिए प्रस्तुत किया प्रियंका हतवर्णे ने।
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.